Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the starting 11 prediction show. It is Napoli versus Liverpool in the first game of the Champions League season 22-23. Let's hope Liverpool get to a final again. Let's hope that Liverpool win it this time around. But off the form we've displayed so far this season, we're probably not in a position to do that just yet. And just to, you know, pile it on a little bit, Liverpool have got probably their toughest Champions League game in the group stages for the first one. It's a place that we don't generally win at. It's a place that we find very difficult to go to. It's against a side that we know can be very disruptive and very defensive and very good. And it's a place where Liverpool fans come under a little bit of pressure, shall we say. I personally don't think Liverpool should be, I don't think they should be hosting games. If they're telling you that you've got to go somewhere 5 hours before a game of footy and then you're going to be herded somewhere and that's the only way we can keep you safe, I would say that that's not a good place for a game of footy. LFC Help have just come out on Twitter as well and just said, like, keep away from the city centre, you will be targeted for like theft and robbery and assault and all that type of stuff. Yeah, sounds like a great place for a football fan to be going, to be honest with you. And I don't think they should be hosting Champions League games, but they are, and Liverpool will be playing, and this is the side that I think Jurgen Klopp is going to pick. And when I say think, it's not really, because it's a mad side based on how many games we've been playing, the injured players, who's picked up an injury recently, who's potentially coming back. There's absolutely no chance in hell that I get this right, but I always have to try, and God loves a tryer, apparently. So I'm going to go with the goalkeeper. And I think I'm pretty safe to say that he is going to start in goal, Alisson Becker, today. Tomorrow, I should say. I'd be great if I did this, you know, after the press conference, but yeah, I didn't. So, Andy Robertson, left back. I'm going to go Virgil van Dijk, left-sided centre-half. I'm going to go Joel Matip, right-sided centre-half. And then I'm going to play my first curveball of the afternoon and say that Joe Gomez is going to play at right-back. I think at some point, Trent Alexander-Arnold is going to need a rest. But I also think that Fabinho is going to need a rest. So I don't know why I've got the Fabinho card here. I will rectify that in a moment. I will put him upside down to remind myself that I don't think Fabinho is going to start. I don't know how he got in there, to be perfectly honest with you. I do. I put him there because I'm an idiot. I don't think he's going to start. I think he's going to need to be rested as well. I'm going to go for midfield of Harvey Elliott. Apologies, so disrespectful. Arthur. And funny, though, you've got to give it that. I think he might have his first game for Liverpool. I think he's probably been overplayed how much he knows Napoli, haven't played for Juventus and stuff. I think, you know, he was on the bench for one of those games, didn't play. One of those games last season, made 10 minutes like the season before. Was it in the Super Cup or something? But I do think he will start in this one. It's a numbers game at this point, I think. I'm going to go Diogo Jota over on that left-hand side. I'm going to go Mo Salah on the right-hand side, and then I'm going to go Bobby Firmino. And I'm pretty much just going to grab this entire deck of players who I think we might potentially somehow have left, unless we lose one of them over the next 24 hours. So in no particular order, Nat Phillips, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Kostas Tsimikas, Harvey Davies, Adrian, Ramsey, I'm not 100% sure about, but I'll put up there for now. Fryendorf, now I know he's only got one magnet, so I'm going to hold him there before he slips and hold him. There you see? I beat you, Fryendorf. I'm going to throw Bobby Clark in there. I'm going to throw Thiago in there. We're going to start to run out of space. I'll put Nunes in. Maybe throw a little bit of Milner in there. Maybe I'll touch Stephen. No. I'm going to put Bajčetić up there. And then I'm going to put Luis Diaz there. So I think I've got one too many. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Right, I do think Fabinho will be involved, so I've got to take one substitute out. I think I'm probably going to take Mbaye out, but Mbaye's holding up Fryendorf. So actually, you know what, I'm just going to take Fryendorf off and then I don't have him fall off anymore, because this is what happens when he is there. And then we'll put Diaz down there. I think it's you just use your entire Champions League squad nowadays. So that's it. That's the mad side that I've gone with. I've got Milner at the base of the midfield three, because why wouldn't you want James Milner in the six starting away from home in the Champions League against a tough side in Napoli? Answers in the comments section to that question. I do like the idea of bringing Diogo Jota back in, and I do think he's better as a centre forward, but surely at some point Luis Diaz needs a little bit of a rest as well. I know he played more minutes than pretty much anybody last season, just not all at Liverpool, and he's come in this season and he's pretty much started and played most of the minutes for us as well. Obviously big talking points is I've probably left out Darwin Nunes, but he had between 60 and 75 minutes, something like that. I'm not sure exactly on how many minutes the other day against Everton, so I think Bobby Firmino probably comes back in for this one, and you maybe use Nunes is a little bit more of a battering ram. Although I do think against a solid side like Napoli, if it was preferable, I would put Nunes up there, because we've seen how Bobby Firmino and Salah and Mane play against Napoli over the last couple of years, and they haven't really had too much joy. So maybe someone a little bit different like a Darwin Nunes for me would be where I would go with that. You need to get Jota some minutes in his legs. Again, it is a tough one. If you can get away from there with a point, it is a good point against Napoli, and I think that's a point that needs making as well. Siobhan Verma just says, play Matip in midfield. Jeremiah Beas is 43-1. Fab and Arthur with Firmino as a 10 for being more physical. XZ's channel says, Nunes has 89 stamina on FIFA. So... sorry about that, I didn't mean to be so dismissive of it, but I don't think it really matters when it comes to playing Saturday in a real game of football at 12:30 and then playing on the Wednesday night in Italy, what his stamina rating is on FIFA. And again, apologies, because I didn't mean to be a prick there, but I very much came across as a prick and very dismissive, even though I just said that I was trying not to be dismissive. Apologies, humble apologies there. So Firmino up front, I am excited to see Arthur, the real Arthur, not this imaginary Arthur, this print of a drawing of an Arthur. I don't know. I'm going to tie myself in a few knots here. The midfield's quite honestly crap, and it might look better with the real picture of Arthur in here, but like a James Milner, Harvey Elliott, Arthur midfield when they've never played together away against Napoli, what am I doing? No, fuck off, Chris, don't be ridiculous. Shove Fabinho in there, play him until his legs fall off, throw James Milner in there, take Arthur out. You can't be playing that, but it's, again, I do think that Arthur is going to start in one of these games, and maybe it's as simple as you do something like this instead, and you put Arthur in there, and you put Fabinho in a six, and you ask James Milner to cover that right-back position instead, and maybe you do go for Joe Gomez instead of Joel Matip, but maybe you don't. Maybe you do put Joel Matip in there, and maybe you just hope amongst hope, of all things, that Thiago is fit enough to start in his place, because if Thiago's fit enough to start, Liverpool going to be banging form again very much soon. But I do think it's more likely that he might get a few minutes, but I do think it's probably more likely that he gets a few minutes off the bench at the weekend. Have I really changed from Gomez right back to Milner right back? I probably have. I am going to stick with Joel Matip. I am going to stick with that. Although I said I probably do prefer to see Darwin Núñez. Kostas Tsimikas obviously started the derby, so I think Robertson comes in. Because he's had a game off, I think he then rotates the other right back. I think Nat Phillips isn't probably likely to start. Sinead Dual says, Start Arthur knows the opposition. The shell game, Pajak style, says Dickie O'Red. Vidu Antha says, Chris has lost it. Are we witnessing a mental breakdown, Mr. Allen? Said, I don't know, Mr. Allen, but I'm here for it. Chris, have you been snorting belly button fluff again? I'm afraid not, Mr. Scooty.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Fabinho cannot start against Napoli and then against Wolves. This is the thing, isn't it? Is that, like, actually, somebody mentioned the 4-3-1 there a while ago. That works for me as well, to be honest with you. I thought Firmino was really good in that sort of pseudo 10 at the weekend against Everton when he came on. But I'd like to see this lad in that position. But if this happens, right, the right back has to change. So for me, so what we've been seeing over the last sort of few weeks and stuff, and I'll get the Champions League ball out. Yeah, baby, to sort of showcase this. When we've been playing that 4-2-3-1, right, we all know that Trent Alexander-Arnold has been coming into this position here with the football, and Mo Salah's been getting chalk on his boots over on that left-hand side, and it's up to Harvey Elliott to probably rotate or go further forwards or whatever. But what we need, I think, when James Milner is in at right-back is probably more that sort of traditional Trent Alexander-Arnold position of maybe yesteryear. And what that will do is if you do play James Milner or Joe Gomez in this position, then Salah can get a little bit more central and get a little bit closer to goal. I think a lot of people have been talking about it. And I do think it's probably a little bit overstated about how much chalk he's been getting on his boots. And I'm not debating that he has, he very much has, but how much of an issue it is. I think it is all built around getting this man involved. But if you are changing the right back and it's maybe a lad, yeah, he feels comfortable in the middle of the park, but he's not going to create in the middle of the park in the same way that Trent is able to. Get him down here, get him whipping balls in. That then gets Salah on the underlap, Milner on the overlap. Again, if you're using Joe Gomez, you're probably looking at exactly the same sort of style, which would suggest then maybe stick with that 4-2-3-1. And then maybe Salah can get a little bit closer to goal. If you are playing it that way on the right-hand side, you play it exactly the same on the left-hand side. Because one of the things that we've seen sort of recently is, you know, Robertson coming on the underlap and Jota over on the overlap. Diaz on the overlap. But what we want to see maybe in this game is exactly the same. Robertson on that overlap. Jota, we know, likes to cut in and get towards the goal. And then Bobby's able to do a little bit more of that while those lads do a little bit more of that. and sort of go back to a bit more of a traditional 4-3-3 from what we've seen from Liverpool. Now, do you want to move away from Nunes being able to get integrated and get the side ready for that? I don't know. I don't think you do. I think it's obviously it's a tactic that I think Jürgen wants to use this season. So you're cutting your nose to spite your face. I said it on the podcast this morning. But if you are changing your sort of fullbacks and it's not Trent Alexander-Arnold there and you're not building your team around James Milner as a right back, then maybe it is best for this one-off game to get people in positions that they know and in sort of a system that they know. So I think that might be the way to play it, to be honest with you, especially with Jota on the left and Salah on the right. Very much a traditional cut inside, try and get towards the goal. Salah, we know, can do both. Create from the right-hand side with chalk on his boots and get inside and score goals from there as well. I think I'm pretty happy with that, actually. I think from the options we've got, that might be... Again, look, if it was a non-fitness thing and Nunes is able to play, sounds, do something like that. That might be, I don't know whether I'd rest him for this game, you know. That would probably be my side for this game, I think. Question mark over Joe Gomez, actually. Or Joel Matip. I think that is my side for this game. That's what I think Liverpool's best chance of winning this game of football is in a one-off game of footy. But I do think that there are going to be massive changes. So I do think that it is going to be Matip. I do think that it is going to be James Milner. For Jürgen, I do think that Bobby Firmino does play because it just makes sense after he played 70 the other day. And then maybe, it's the question of whether he thinks that Fabinho needs to rest. And Fabinho does need to rest, clearly, at some point. Is it this game, or if Thiago's back, if Arteta's got a few minutes in his legs, can you potentially do that at Wolves at home instead of a Champions League away game? I'm not 100% sure. Kyle Ferguson says, Gomez is a horror show, Matip as often as possible. I think that's really unfair, Kyle, to be honest with you. I think Gomez has been superb this season. I absolutely loved his performance against Everton. I think he's showing right now the form that, you know, sparked that huge run of winning games when we won the league title a couple of years ago. And he's going to need to, because he's got a tough ask to get back in ahead of Matip and Konate. He's got to take those opportunities, and for me, he has actually taken those opportunities. Carvalho was injured. Carvalho wasn't in team training, most likely not travelling to injury. He's not on the board either, so maybe that was a conversation that you guys are having between yourselves. I've got Carvalho, Jones and down there. I think Frauendorf might be involved, but obviously his magnet's no good, so he's been dropped by Jürgen, because poor magnetisation, it's a thing in Liverpool and the sports science. Look it up, sports science, magnetisation, Liverpool Football Club. It'll come up alongside inhalers. Shivang Vim, I'd rather risk losing versus Napoli than Wolves, Chris. It's a good point. And again, away from home against Napoli, maybe you would rather risk it. I'd like the idea of getting a win in a competition that we're really, really good in and building on that momentum. I think if, you know, you've lost recently at Manchester United, you've drawn at Everton, you know, we're lucky we're only 6 points behind Arsenal, 5 behind City and a few others behind everybody else right now. So we're lucky in that regard because we've not been playing anywhere near good enough. We've not been getting the results that maybe our performances have deserved, maybe our performances haven't deserved. But we need to take advantage of that. And the best way to take advantage of that for me is to get a win under your boots here. And then just roll that momentum into the weekend against Wolves. And then keep that momentum going if you can. I think another loss now, it could damage the squad morale and stuff like that. So that's how I feel on it. But I understand it. Like, I do get you, mate. XZ channel. Chris, what's your take on Van Dijk's tackle on Onana? Is it a red or not? Yellow card. Lee 50 says, I'll go with that side. This side? That side? What side? Right side? Left side? Upside down side? Who knows side? Skills. Project Roots. Okay. Away fans have been incredible as having the fans supporting the women's first team. Away fans have been incredible as having the fans supporting the women's first team. Says Bjorn. Kyle. He was the best player. He's talking about Joe Gomez here, playing against Devon along with Ali. You're being biased based on the last couple of seasons, says Meme Lord. So Robbo gets on the overlap. Why not have Tsimikas, who can cross a ball accurately? They both can cross accurately. I think Tsimikas may be slightly better at sort of set pieces and stuff, but from open play, I think they're both pretty good. Michael Ramsey, please don't stop playing rubbish Elliot so I can continue lol at Liverpool. Rubbish Elliot, Milner, Jones and Ox are a waste of money and space. Pace, please don't stop playing rubbish
Elliot, so I can continue. At Liverpool, rubbish, Elliot. Jones, Milner and Ox are a waste of money and pace, Michael. Thank you for the super chat, mate. I don't really know what that's saying. Maybe you think that they're rubbish. Okay. Which Liverpool kit will they be in, home, away or third? Liverpool third kit has been revealed. Boo, five. I imagine it will just be the home kit. I don't really know. And he's our best midfielder so far this season. From four of Jota, Bobby, Nunes and Salah. Says Canada dry hands. Have you got ginger hair on your hands, lad? What's that about? Or was it just ginger ale? I can't remember. Firmino, Nunes. Okay, well, let's switch Arthur back and throw Fabinho in there. Maybe hit a little bit of Bobby up there. And a little bit of Darwin over there, the evolution, the four, man. Firmino, Nunes, Jota and Salah. So no one's really talked about Diaz, actually. No one's really mentioned whether they think Diaz will start. Maybe there's just an acceptance that these lads are getting it run into the ground a little bit here. We maybe have to sometimes maybe think about changing these lads, which is quite interesting. It looks good. Looks really good. Again, we could do with a real player card. I just can't take this team seriously with him in the middle of it. But I like that. I like that a lot. Nicely done, sir. So there we go. That, I think, is my side that I think Jurgen Klopp is going to pick against Napoli in the Champions League. Thank you, everybody who's joined us live. Thank you for the super chat as well. Massively appreciated, Michael. Don't forget to check out the content tomorrow night. It's me and Steve on the watch along for this one. So I'm really looking forward to doing a watch along this season, I think, for the first time. So make sure you join us about an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff. We'll see you there, up the fucking Reds.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.